It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. It's a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. They come in as the number one seed. They're 24-3 on the season and they finished up MIAA play at 16-3 and champions of the MIAA for the fifth consecutive season. Pittsburgh State comes in as the number 8 seed. They're 17-12 on the year and 9-10 in MIAA play as they wrapped things up last week as well. And for this Pittsburgh State team in the opening round of the tournament earlier this week, they were a winner over Lincoln, 81-60. Well, I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Ryan Elliott. And Matt Gorder, this is what they play for, to get to Kansas City. Step two of the process begins this evening.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's been some exciting basketball down here already. You talk about the three losses for the Bearcats. Well, the one team that handed them two of those three losses is out of the tournament. They were the number two seed, Missouri Southern, and they just got beat. So anything goes down here at Kansas City, and that's what makes it so exciting.
We'll talk about that matchup. Fort Hays State defeated Missouri Southern in overtime, 86-85. Fort Hays State's Hadley Gillum had two free throws with 1.3 seconds left in overtime. It hit both of those, and that gave Fort Hays State the win over Missouri Southern. In the other game in the afternoon session, that saw Washburn defeat Nebraska Kearney 75-65. The winner of this matchup between Northwest and Pittsburgh State will face the winner of the Central Oklahoma and Central Missouri game, which will follow this one tonight here at Municipal Auditorium. We'll be back and have more on the pregame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And we're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Reminder that our pregame, underwritten by Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley, has been brewing tournament-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Then it's the Bearcats and Gorillas in a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Matt Gorder, one of the big questions coming into tonight's matchups, the health of Chris Ebu and Down. I think we had that answered a little bit earlier when we were talking to Northwest physician Dr. Pat Hart.
Yeah, I asked Doc Hart, I said, so how's Ebu doing? Because I saw Chris on Sunday, and he wasn't wearing the boot on Sunday. Of course, he was on Saturday and did not play in the game on Saturday against Lincoln, but he was out of the boot. And Doc Carr said that, you know, looking at him in practice, watching him run in practice, his exact words were, "I was shocked to see how well he was running in practice." So I think Yabu is as healthy as he can be after that injury. How many minutes will we see him play tonight? I mean, a lot of times we see him play 30 to 35 minutes. You know, we may not see that, and the game may dictate it. It's hard to pull a guy like Yabu out of the game, you know, especially if it's close and as well as he plays.
The last time Northwestern Pittsburgh State played at Bearcat Arena, Justin Pitts was out with that turf toe injury. Well, he's been back the last couple of games, and he's ready to go tonight.
Yeah, you know, and he showed that. Against Lincoln, he showed, hey, I'm back, I'm full force, I'm ready to go, played really well, and it may make a difference in how Pittsburgh State plays against Northwest. They pressed Northwest a lot. Northwest struggled a bit with that. Now, even without Justin, Northwest has gotten better against the press, but with Pitts back in there, it makes a world of difference for your opponent.
It's Northwest and Pittsburgh State. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this evening's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State in the MIAA postseason tournament quarterfinals at Municipal Auditorium. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, part two of the season, getting ready to get started here this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. Obviously, any postseason game is always difficult, especially the first one. I always say the first one's always the most difficult, and it'll be the same tonight. We need to make sure that we're at our best. Right away, we up the intensity, and we're understanding what postseason basketball is about.
Yeah, we've already seen a couple of upsets on the women's side. Now one that's just part of this on the men's side. I guess that tells you really have to be on your game, but even though you get to the quarterfinals and have a seed advantage over Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, I think especially the men's side. I can't speak to the women's side, but the men's side, you know, 1 through 9, 10 is close, and it's closer than what the records indicate. Obviously, Pitt State, I think they're number 12 in our region, RPI-wise, and they're a really good basketball team, really talented. We need to be at a high level.
And you get to this point, third time you've seen Pittsburgh State this season, not a lot of secrets between the two teams.
No. They kind of know us, and we definitely know them, and so we need to make sure, again, that they haven't seen Justin a second time, though, which helps us quite a bit because, you know, he's a little bit of a difference maker in that press that they ran against us last time. But we just need to be at our best. We need to be at our best intensity, and need to be at our best everywhere else around the floor.
Now, you talked a little bit earlier this week about needing to improve on the defensive boards coming into today's game. How important is that against a team like Pitt State that is such a good offensive team?
It's important. They don't really crash a ton. They just kind of hoop. They get out there and just, you know, shoot tough shots, make tough shots. You got to give them just one chance at it and hope that they miss.
And other keys for today's game?
Just play hard. Just compete and play hard and understand the magnitude of it.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back here with the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the site of the MIAA postseason tournament. Again, it's a quarterfinal round game between Northwest and Pittsburgh State. The Bearcats, the number one seed at 24-3. Again, they won the MIAA regular season title, their fifth straight year of doing that, and looking for a third straight MIAA tournament title if they can win the tournament this weekend. They finished the MIAA season at 16-3. Pittsburgh State comes in 17-12 and 9-10 in conference play. Lineup should look like this for Northwest Missouri State. Justin Pitts at the guard, a 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 19 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's second in MIAA in scoring coming into tonight's action. Also to guard Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. And the last meeting with the Gorillas, he had 11 points. Chris Ebuendel expected to be back in the starting lineup, a 6'7 sophomore senior out of Stavanger, Norway. He's fifth in MIAA in rebounding at 7.5 per game and averages 14 points a contest. Corey Wittes is really finishing the season strong at a 4'6'7 junior at St. Albans in Minnesota and a transfer from Minnesota State. averaging 12 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game. In the last meeting with the Gorillas, he had 11 points and 5 boards. And coming off a big game against Lincoln on Saturday, where he scored 22 points, had 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Nitzai Brandorty, a 6'7 senior of Omaha, Nebraska, averaging just over 10 points and 3 rebounds a contest. He's a third-team MIAA performer and a member of the All-MIAA defensive team. Justin Pitts was named earlier this week the MIAA Player of the Year for the third straight season. And again, Chris Eberendell was named second-team All-MIAA. Now for Pittsburgh State, their lineup should look like this. And now they have both posted. So Grant Lozoya, will be starting at a guard, a 6'3 junior out of Agoura Hills, California, a transfer from Stetson University, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Again, Grant Lozoya at one of the guard positions. Also, a player to watch for in this one of the guard spots will be Dakota Jones, a 5'11 junior out of Warrensburg, Missouri, averaging 5 points and 1 rebound a contest. At a 4, Donovan Franklin, a 6'5 junior from St. Louis, Missouri, and a transfer from Indiana, averaging 16 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's an honorable mention All-MIAA performer. Also a player to watch for, Xavier Adams, out of the University of New Mexico, a transfer to Pittsburgh State. Adams, a 6'6 senior at Flower Mound, Texas. He's averaging nearly 18 points and 7 rebounds a contest. He's a third-team All-MIAA performer during this season. And rounding up, the starting lineup, Demetrius Liberty, a 6'7 junior from New Orleans, Louisiana, a transfer from Sam Houston, averaging 11 points and just over 5 rebounds a contest. That's the way the lineups look against the Gorillas and Bearcats. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Mac Order, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Ryan Elliott. As we're just a few minutes away from tip-off time, Matt, during the pregame, we talked about Chris Eberendell and back in the lineup and dressed. He won't get the start, though. Ryan Wilt gets another start at that spot in place of, we're seeing Ryan kind of the utility guy. He started this season in place of Justin Pitts. He started in place of Xavier Kurth, then last couple of games in place of Chris Endell.
Yeah, you know, that just shows you how versatile he is, you know, and how well he can play. And, you know, he's fit in so many ways. He's so long. He can defend well, you know. It's just he does such a good job. You put him in those places. Now, of course, when he's starting for Pitts, it doesn't necessarily make him the point guard. But, you know, Kurt handles those duties typically when Pitts isn't on the floor. But, yeah, you know, he's your sixth man. So you put your sixth man in the starting lineup when you're down one of your starters, and that's what we've seen out of Ryan Welty.
And when you talk about starting for Pitts when Justin was out of the lineup, that really caused some other problems for other teams to match up against such a tall, long lineup that Northwest would have at that point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, Northwest is, you wouldn't think one person could change the whole aspect of a team, but that's kind of the case. You know, when you've got Justin Pitts out there, and or you don't, it makes Northwest a completely different basketball team. They're much bigger. Obviously, without Justin, he's not a big guy, but they're big, they're long, they can block shots, and it is. It's a totally different animal when you don't have Justin Pitts on the floor.
Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Game originally set to tip off at 6 o'clock, but right now a special presentation at midcourt for the all-MIAA teams that were announced a little bit earlier this week. And, of course, Northwest well represented at the top. In particular, Justin Pitts as the MIAA Player of the Year for the third straight year.
Yeah, you know, and with him missing a few games, sometimes when players are kind of on the cusp and you don't know whether they're quite Player of the Year for sure, if you miss a game or two, that usually knocks you out of that running. But that's not the case for Justin Pitts because he's just that good that even in missing a few games, he's still going to get those votes.
Chris Ibu-Endow named to the second team. Also, Brett Doherty named to the All-MIAA Defensive Team as well as the third team All-Conference. So, again, the Bearcats represented well. And right now, the Coach of the Year honor was presented to Jeff Ochi of Missouri Southern, who probably not as happy picking that up right in the moment as he would have liked to have been after his team was defeated in an opening round game this afternoon in overtime by Fort Hays State, 86-85.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about that list with Northwest, I think the neatest one there is Brett Doherty on the all-defensive team. You know, when he first started getting in and getting some minutes and playing for this Bearcat team, you know, I know you and I kind of joked, oh, let's see how long it's going to take for him to pick up that first foul, you know, because it seemed like within a minute he'd commit that first foul. But he has brought himself such a long ways, both offensively and defensively. It's good to see him not only get past that, but get himself onto the all-defensive team.
And you know, one of the things we talked about in it all season, but really seems like in the last month of this season, is how well he passes the ball as well.
Yeah, the one big key there is he's always got his eyes open. He's always got his head up, especially when you see a double team coming your way. So a lot of teams have tried to double team him down in the post. All you got to do is look behind the guy that's coming at you because he's having to leave somebody open to get into that position. And so he's been able to find those guys and have a bunch of assists because of that.
And earlier today in the afternoon session, besides the Fort Hays State win over Missouri Southern in overtime, it was Washburn with a win over Nebraska Kearney, 75-65, and Cameron Wiggins had a very big afternoon. He had 27 points to lead the Ichabods to that win. So Washburn moves into the semifinals as they'll be playing Fort Hays State tomorrow evening. Meanwhile, the Bearcats and Pittsburgh State looking to play the winner of the final game tonight. That will have Central Oklahoma and Central Missouri tipping off at 8:15. So a lot of basketball left to be played this evening as we've seen one upset here. You talked about upsets. Yesterday was a big day for it on the women's side.
Yeah, you've got a 9-12 matchup in the semifinals there. Lindenwood and Missouri Western will play each other. And, you know, Northwest women were in a battle with Missouri Western for that final spot to get into the MIAA tournament. And Western was able to get in, and they took advantage of it, winning their opening round game and then winning yesterday. So it was the first time here in Kansas City that a 12 seed has won a game here in Kansas City. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting that you're going to have either a 9 or a 12 seed in the championship game of the women's tournament. But that goes back to what we harp on all the time and why we continue to mention that, and it's on both sides. Seeding really doesn't matter once you get down here.
Yeah, it's going to look a little different, too, without Washburn and Emporia State on the women's side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Those two teams have dominated, it feels like, the MIAA tournament as well as the MIAA. But, yeah, you know, things are coming a little bit closer on the women's side, and you're right, not seeing one of them is... That's almost as strange, probably a little more strange than a 9-12 matchup in a semifinal.
And this is just a fun tournament. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but this has turned into a great tradition on the basketball side. But we're really, to wind up in Kansas City is always the goal, and just to enjoy the tradition and atmosphere here at Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, you know, it's almost kind of extended beyond just making the MIAA tournament. You want to make the MIAA tournament, but for those eight teams that have to play the play-in games either Monday or Tuesday earlier in the week, that isn't necessarily the goal. You do want to play down here in Kansas City because it's a different feel. It's a different atmosphere. It feels big time. You know, we've got a huge Bearcat crowd down here, as we do just about everywhere. I mean, you look across the far side, two of the three sections of that far side full of green, as well as the ones right behind us.
Right now, it's time for the National Anthem at Municipal Auditorium, performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band. Performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band. Just a few moments away from tip-off time. Northwest and Pittsburgh State begin the Bearcats the number one seed in the men's bracket at 24-3, 16-3. They finished up the MIAA with their fifth consecutive conference championship during the regular season, looking for their third straight tournament title. And coming off a win over Lincoln on Saturday, 73-55 to clinch the MIAA title. They come into this week's action, 7th in the NABC Division II Top 25 poll, and 1st in the Central Region. And the Gorillas come in with a 17-12 record and 9-10. MIAA marker, the number 8 seed in this tournament.
I know one of the questions a lot this week I've been hearing is, okay, so what do the Cats need to do this weekend to be able to host that regional tournament? Everybody had so much fun last year, they'd like to experience that again. And you look at Northern State, they won the Northern Sun Conference tournament. They just about lost in the semifinals. It was a one-point win for them in the semifinals against Minnesota State, but they won their tournament up there. Northwest and Northern State have the same number of losses. For Northwest, you think if they can win two, if they can get to the championship game, and if they lost in the championship game, I think they're probably still the host of the region. If they lose either tonight or they lose tomorrow, it's really up in the air, but you might lean a little toward Northern State. Northwest has got a lot stronger strength of schedule than what Northern State does, so it's still a little bit up in the air. But the one thing about hosting the regional is it's all in the Bearcats' control right now. If they can win three games in a row this weekend, they're going to host that regional, no questions asked. So that's been one of the big questions, but let's root them one game at a time this weekend and hope that the opportunity is there at Bearcat Arena in a week.
When you look at Pittsburgh State, a couple of interesting stats stand out here. They're first in the conference in scoring, averaging over 85 points a game, but they're also 13th on the defensive side, giving up 76.7 points a game. Northwest, of course, defensively tops in the nation. They're giving up just 58.9 points per contest. And I think that's the stat that really stands out when you face Pittsburgh State. Northwest defensively really has frustrated the Gorillas.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's something that that defense can do, and good defense can do, you know. We heard on the show from the Quaff beforehand, talking with the guys that played for Coach Tapp, which obviously Coach McCollum did, and how they preached the importance of defense, and you're doing defensive practice 80% of the time instead of offensive practice, but that's what wins you championships. Defense, because you can have an off-night shooting. You can be trying your hardest offensively and still be off shooting. Well, if you're trying your hardest defensively, you're probably not going to be off on the defensive end of the floor. As long as you're working at it and you're playing with the energy that you need to, you can have a good night every night on the defensive end.
We're ready to go as the two teams gave some final words from their head coaches, Kim Anderson for Pittsburgh State and Ben McCollum for the Bearcats, the officials for today's game. Chris Kespel along with Will Lundy and Kelly Groom at three of the experienced MIAA officials. The Bearcats will be coming out at midcourt in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. And for Pittsburgh State, their red uniforms with the white numerals trimmed in yellow. Justin Pitts just had a final word with Jim McComb before coming out at midcourt. And placed a little bit of a smile at Ben as he comes out to get ready for this one.
Yeah, and you don't. That's about as much emotion as you see out of Justin Pitts most of the time, especially right before tip-off.
Fred Doherty will jump center for Northwest, stepping up against Xavier Adams of Pittsburgh State. And this game is underway as the Gorillas will go from our right to our left. Grant LaGoria will take it across midcourt right side. Pulls up, takes the jumper out front. The three rims around an edge, so LaGoria gets the Gorillas off to a 3-0 start. Pitts into the front court with the pass. Finds Welty out the timeline. They find Wittes. Left side for Pitts. To the top of the key, Kurth. Bounce pass, high post left, Doherty. Bounce pass to Pitts, cutting the baseline. Lays it up and in off the left side.
Imagine that. First assist of the game, Brett Doherty.
3-2, Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. Top of the key is Adams. Looks right side on the wing for Franklin. Between the circles, Jones. The Warrensburg native dribbles left side. Out between the circles, LaGoria. Dribbles with the right hand to the right wing. Steps back to the top of the key. Adams to the left wing. Pass for Jones. Gets a screen by Adams. Left the three on the left wing, and he hits it. So two threes by Pittsburgh State makes it a 6-2 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing the Gorillas early in this contest. Kurth dribbles to the right wing, guarded by LaGoria, out of the Gorillas' man-to-man defense. Out front, Welty, right side, Kurth. To the top of the key is Doherty. Bounce pass to the left sideline. They get it to Pitts. It gets a screen by Doherty. And on the pick and roll, Doherty to the left baseline. Spins, up with a shot on the left side. Banks it, misses it. Rebound tapped by Kurth. It's loose, ricochets, and controlled by Welty left side. Gets it to Kurth in the left corner. Now to Welty left sideline, to Kurth left side. Northwest Missouri State down 6-2. Wittes back to Kurth left wing. Kurth through the lane. Tries. Takes a fadeaway jumper off the front of the rim. Rolls around and out. And LaGoria with the rebound for the Gorillas. He'll dribble down the right sideline to the right wing. Give it up front. Loose but hustling after Franklin for Pittsburgh State. Sets up. He takes a long three over Wittes. Misses off the left side. And the rebound Welty for Northwest. Northwest trailing 6-2. Couple minutes into this matchup at Municipal Auditorium. Pitched to the top of the key. Goes right wing for Doherty. Bounce pass, right baseline, Kurth. With a left-handed dribble, takes it right to the lane. Low right side for Doherty. Out front left for Welty. Now to Pitts off the left side. Pitts with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now back out between the circles. Takes the long three. Rims out and a long rebound to the right corner. Hustling after Doherty for Northwest. Couple good offensive rebounds for Northwest. Now to Pitts near midcourt. As Cats set up their offense once again. Pitts dribbles left, now right. Finds on the right wing, Wittes. Open for a three, and it rattles around and out. And Adams with the rebound for Pitts State. We'll give it to LaGoria. He'll slowly bring it across midcourt right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line left. 50-foot jumper is good. LaGoria makes it an 8-2 Gorilla lead over Northwest with 17-10 left in the first half. Kurth between the circles finds Wittes. High post left, Doherty. Bounce pass to Pitts, left baseline, through the lane. A little underhand toss to Kurth as he comes to the bucket. Goes up with a shot and was fouled by LaGoria.
Yeah, and LaGoria making sure that he didn't get a shot off, basically wrapped both arms around Kurth's arms and head to keep him from getting that ball released and up around the rim.
Kurth will get to the free throw line where he's a 78% shooter this season. His offense really coming along here the last couple, 3 weeks. Knee bend, free throw on the way, and it rolls out. Averaging 7 points a game, he had 11 points in the last meeting with the Gorillas, and then 14 points on Saturday in the win over Lincoln in Jefferson City. First second free throw is good. Northwest trails 8-3, 16:58 left in the first half. LaGoria into the front court, finds Jones, dribbles to the left wing, and hands off left side. As they dribble right for Jones. Out between the circles, Laverty. Trying to work his way through a screen. As he worked the weave out front, LaGoria to the top of the key. Dribbles free throw line, pulls up, scoops the pass out front left for Franklin. Dribbled off his foot, ball will roll into the backcourt, entered along to Pittsburgh State as it's picked up by Jones off of Bearcat. But instead, in a couple of 3 seconds on the shot clock, way out front, goes short by about 2 feet and out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't think he knew how much time was on there because he had time for another dribble or two to get a little bit closer.
Northwest Missouri State trailing by 5 with 16:25 left in this first half. Pitts, now left corner, Kurt. Kurt, high post left, they find Doherty to the left side for Wittes. Gets a screen by Doherty. Now left side, Kurt on the wing. Dribbles to the baseline, now back out. Hands off to Pitts between the circles. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles left side, hooks it out front right for Wittes to the free throw line. In the lane, the jumper off the front of the rim, and the rebound corralled by Adams with his right hand. He'll take it across midcourt through the lane and forces a shot trying to go under the armpits of Firth. Misses it badly, and the rebound Wittes for Northwest. Adams, a guy, once he gets the ball, most likely will not pass it, and he didn't that time, and it was an unwise shot in the Bearcats will benefit. On the left side, Welty out between the circles, Pitts. Dribbles left side, sets up way up front, makes the three-point attempt, takes the three-point attempt, and a long rebound to Pittsburgh State after the miss. 8-3 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Franklin on the left wing, drives on Welty, left of the lane, fades away, takes a jumper from six, rolls up, and the rebound Doherty for Northwest. Earlier this week, Coach McCollum talked about one area he'd like to see his team improve on coming into this weekend's action, is defensive rebounds. Now here comes Pitts driving the lane. His shot is rejected by Laverty, picked up by Kurth off the left wing. Now right side, Pitts into the right corner. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts out of a double team is called for a travel violation in the far right corner. And a break in the action. 15:05 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 8-3. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Northwest a little cold from the field to start this game. Just 1 of 8 shooting compared to Pittsburgh State, 3 of 7, but 2 of those from 3-point range for the Gorillas. It's an 8-3 game. Northwest Missouri State trails Pittsburgh State in the quarterfinals of NIAA postseason tournament from Kansas City. Franklin on the right side goes low right for Adams. He'll take the jump over Welty, misses too hard. Rebound Doherty for Northwest. Gives it up to Pitts as Pitts will gallop across midcourt right side. Gets it to Welty. Out of Hawkins, who checked in during that timeout. Left side for Pitts. Dribbles toward the left sideline, left baseline, pass Jones. Hits caught up in the air, lots it out front. Pass is stolen, picked up by Franklin. Races the bucket the other way, and the two-handed slam is good.
Pitts showing a little bit of frustration there. He was being hip-checked along that entire drive by Jones and didn't get a call.
10-3 game, Northwest Missouri State trails. Out front right side, Welty to the right wing, Pitts. Goes cross-court left side. And finds Endow, who's checked in as well. Endow, left wing, takes the three. Got it! Chris Endow off the bench, knocks down the three. Northwest Missouri State trailing 10-6.
Endow wearing the number 12 tonight. His 23 jersey didn't make the trip.
Well, so far, number 12 working well for him with that three out front. Driving the lane, left side ends, forces another shot, rolls off his fingertips and out of bounds. Xavier Adams, a guy who has never met a shot he doesn't like.
And right there, he's a little frustrated, no foul call. I heard this slap on the forearm. I can understand his frustration.
Coming down the floor, talking to his teammate Grant Lozoya about that as well. Pitts will walk it across the 10-second line, met by Dakota Jones. Dribbles left side. Now left sideline for Hawkins. Bounce pass low, left toward. He finds baseline right and down. Bobbles the ball as he tried to go for the shot underneath. And one of the reasons, ball slapped out of his hands. He was fouled. And this foul will go on Donovan Franklin. That'll be his first.
Franklin can get himself into a little bit of foul trouble, so we'll see if the Cats are able to do that tonight.
Inbound left side on the baseline for Doherty. Doherty picked up by Dietrich Cole Jr. Left side for Indow into the lane. Goes low left for Doherty. One here, ball for the shot. A little too hard. Rebound ripped away by Franklin, and he'll bring it a long pass into the front court right side and finds Adams, who slams it down with two hands. A couple of slam dunks coming out of Pittsburgh State in this first half. His first bucket of the game. It's a 12-6 lead for the Gorillas over the Bearcats. Pitch dribbles to the right wing. Fakes left, goes right to the right baseline. Lost the hand on the ball as he went through the lane. And a whistle inside. This one to come up on Pittsburgh State. And Cole will get called for the foul. Wittes and Kurth back into the ballgame. Multi and Hawkins go to the sideline for Northwest. Lucas Laverty back into the ballgame for Pittsburgh State. Also in is Jabari Antwine. Both coaches going to the bench early. Inbound right side and down to Wittes between the circles and down right wing, low right Doherty. Takes in lane on Adams. Now gives a pass out front left for Wittes back to Adams at the elbow left side. Pitts to the top of the key. Passes left baseline Doherty. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Wittes left wing threes. Too hard off the back of the rim, but the long rebound Wittes left corner and down. He'll take a three from there. It rims out. Kurth with the rebound. Gives it to Doherty in the lane. Strictly Doherty controls, puts it off the glass and in. Bearcats end up getting the bucket. That's tripped down. It's a 12-8 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. They never led in this one. Left side is Stones on the left wing. Now to Antwine, left side to the top of the key. Long bounce pass. Right side, Franklin. Okay, left-hander dribble now goes right hand through the lane. Up for the shot, forces it, hits it, and there's a foul. And the foul will come up on Northwest. Dan Christendale. Also get Franklin to the free throw line. Right now, Northwest picking up their first team foul. Pittsburgh State with three in this first half. Jackson Holden coming into the game for Pittsburgh State. Takes the place of Dakota Jones. Franklin with a couple dribbles. And his free throw is good. So he makes it a three-point trip down the floor. And it's a 15-8 lead for Pittsburgh State over Northwest. And seeing the Gorillas show a little bit of half-court pressures. Inbound comes to Pitts as he'll bring across midcourt left side. Join the circle, right side Wittes. Right wing Kurth, out front Doherty. Now left side for Indow. Indow steps back, bounce pass, low left baseline. They find Doherty, cross right side for Pitts. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Wittes. Back to Pitts between the circles. Puts the pass back to Wittes left side. Into the right corner for Kurth. Sets up. Wants the three. Got it. Xavier Kurth with the three.
He just always seems so unsure of himself. But boy, he's knocking those threes down.
15-11. Northwest Missouri State trailing by four. Off the left side is Franklin. He takes the three. It's too hard. The long rebound comes to end out toward the elbow on the left. And now Northwest will slow the offense up as Pitts walks it across the 10-second line right through the MIAA emblem at midcourt. To the left side, now back right. Doherty out front, left side. Kurth between the circles, right side Pitts. Hooks the pass to Wittes out front. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts between the circles. Four, three, left corner for Kurth. One dribble, a runner off the left side. Got it. This is Kurth, a couple of big shots coming down the floor, and Northwest Missouri State pulls within two. 15-13, just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Antwine, left side. Bounce pass goes right for Franklin. Got to Antwine, he started by Wittes. Tries the lane, lost the handle on the dribble, picked up by Kurth inside the lane. He'll give it to Pitts, and Justin will let his team come down and set up on offense as he walks it across midcourt. Northwest with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Pitts behind the back with the dribble. Right side to the bucket. Lays it up and in as he drives the lane and goes right past Jackson Holden. And Northwest ties it up at 15 with 10-17 left in the first half. Corey Antwine dribbles to the right wing as Wittes checks off to pick him up. Out front, right side, Adams is dribbled, knocked loose by Doherty, and controlled by Adams. Now a collision and a foul coming up on Northwest. Officials make this call on Brett Doherty. As Brett picks up his first, we're outside of breaking the action. 10:04 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 15, Pittsburgh State 15. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, a quarterfinal round game in the men's bracket of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest on a 7-0 run, tied the game up at 15 as Adams inbounds right side. Best go for the 12-foot jumper, stripped out of his hands, picked up between the circles by Grant Lazoy. Checked back in during that timeout. Dribbles left side, looking at Northwest man-to-man defense. Tries to dribble behind his back on Kurth. Now back up between the circles, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Down the lane to the bucket, lays it up, misses it, and Kurth with the rebound for Northwest. Take the lead, this trip down. Pitch walks it across midcourt. Guarded by Holden. It's a screen by Doherty into the right corner. Welty. Out front right, Doherty. Quick pass right for Pitts. Goes left side. Now between the circles, Welty. Left side, Hawkins with a three-pointer. Too hard. Long rebound out front. Controlled by Holden for the girls. Pushes a pass for Lazoria. Long pass into the right corner. Verity with a three attempt. Take a high bounce off the rim. And the board to Kurth. And the Bearcats. Northwest really doing a good job on the defensive boards. Tied up at 15. 9-10 left in the first half. Pitts. Low left for Doherty. Trying to post up with Adams. Dribbles into the lane. Spins left. Off the glass and goes. Brett Doherty, 4 points, and Northwest takes their first lead of the game, 17-15, with 8:53 left in the first half.
You mentioned the rebounding. Northwest overall out-rebounding Pitt 13-6 right now.
Adams spins the lane on Doherty and lays it up and in. That was a nice spin move by Xavier Adams. Again, he's a guy that we talked about not liking to pass the ball much, but boy, what an offensive move that trip down. Ties the game up at 17. 8.5 minutes left first half. Doherty low post on Adams. Out front right for Kurth. One dribble, gives it to Wellfield, drives to the right baseline. Cut off at Kurth right wing. Open, takes the three. Got it! Xavier Kurth with a hot first half at 20-17 Northwest Missouri State lead. Kurth now with 9 points. Now between the circles, Lazoya pulls up at the top of the key, passes up the shot. They go right side, Holden will dribble out front right. Pass to Adams, bobbles it, but controls it. Now finds Holden cutting the bucket underneath the bucket. We'll bring it back out front with the pass. Lazoria between the circles, three, but we'll knock it down. That's his second of the game. We are tied at 20 with 7:47 left in the first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt, dribbles left side. The screen by Doherty. Hooks the pass to Hawkins, left wing. Bounce pass, low left for Doherty. Again, wants to post up with Adams. Dribbles into the lane, spins left with a shot off glass, good, and a foul.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're getting it to Doherty, and they're just clearing it out, letting him go one-on-one with whoever he's got down low. And if help side comes over, that's where he'll find the open man.
Adams picks up the foul, his first break in the action, 7:29 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 22, Pittsburgh State 20. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
We're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State, 22-20 with 7:29 left in the first half of this quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Gordon, Northwest fell behind early, but didn't panic and just patiently got back in this game.
Yeah, and that's the way it's happened this year. You know, they've gotten behind in several games, but they know there's a lot of game to play, and they know they're good, so they'll just wait until shots start to fall.
Gordy was fouled before the timeout, steps to the free throw line, knocks down the free throw, makes it a three-point trip down the floor, and the Cats up 23-20. Antwine back in the ballgame, sets up, wants a jumper out front, and it's a two-pointer, just had a toe on the line that time as he went up with the shot. And I guess we're going to count it as a three. The scoreboard did anyway.
And the official did look at the video board and say, we're going to mark that. We're going to check it later.
And in the left corner, Kurth with a three attempt. It's off the front of the rim. Doherty clears the rebound for Northwest. And we'll give it to Endowed to the left wing. Low left side. They get it to Doherty to the baseline. Pass tips, goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest off Latoya as they try to get a pass to Kurth off the right baseline. Score 23-23, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. 6:50 left in the first half. Inbound comes to Doherty off the right side. Well, wants to post up with Cole. Takes it into the lane. Bounce pass baseline right for Firth. Out front right side, Wittes. Out of Pitts with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles to the right wing. Out to the right baseline. Inside the lane. Throws it up. Won't go. But a foul on the floor as he went driving through. And the foul will go on Demetrius Laverty. That'll be his first.
Yeah, Laverty complaining because Pitts knocked his arm away. Well, the reason he did is because Laverty's arm was on Pitts' hip. So
tied at 23 as Endow inbounds baseline right. Gets it to Doherty. Again, posting up with Cole this time. Finds Kurth through the lane. Lays it up and in. I tell you, Pittsburgh State just doesn't know what to do with Kurth.
Yeah, absolutely. Kurth's doing another nice job offensively tonight, and we already know he's a good defender.
Lazoria dribbles right side, scoops it to Jones, back into the game for the Gorillas. Out of a weave to Holden, right side Lazoria. Now to Holden toward the right sideline. Bounce pass low right for Cole, the 6'10 junior. Dribbling on that Doherty, up with a shot, misses too hard, rebound Northwest, and Dow did a great job blocking out inside to come up with that rebound. 25-23, Northwest lead over Pittsburgh State, 5:54 left in the first half.
Northwest has not given up an offensive rebound so far.
Through the lane, Pitts picks a baseline for Kurth. Out front, Doherty, right side Wittes, dribbles to the free throw line. Spins, finds Kurth on the right wing, low right Doherty. 7 seconds on the shot clock. In the lane he goes, spins, and finds baseline right. Kurth fade away from 5 feet out, won't go. Rebound, Karams inside for Holden. And he'll give it up to Lazoria. He'll push it across the timeline from our right to our left to the left wing holding. Out front, Cole. Run dribble, hands off Jones. Out to Lazoria. 5:19 left in the first half. Northwest up by two. Lazoria to the top of the key. Pulls up, takes the jump over. Doherty out front, and nothing to name. Three-pointer.
Good thing for Pittsburgh State, he got on the bus because he's about the only one doing much offensively right now.
He has 11 points, and it's 3 of 3 from three-point range. 26-25, Gorillas in front. Out front, left Doherty. Now to Wittes as he tries to go with a drive. A little bit of a center step move and didn't dribble. Gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to Pittsburgh State. Kurth goes to the sideline. We'll be back in. Good first half so far for Kurth with 11 points and also 4 rebounds. Northwest down by 1 with 4:54 left in the half. Lozoya walks it across midcourt right side. Tries on Welty, now steps back, wants the 3, and it runs out left, and the rebound inside and down for Northwest. They'll bring it across midcourt right side, dribbles to the right wing. Lobs it low right for Doherty. Adams back in, will post up against him, now in the lane. Doherty goes, well, left-handed hook in the lane is good. Doherty with 9 points, Northwest by 1, 27-26. Now we'll have an over and back call coming as Adams took it into the front court and just tossed it back into the back court as Franklin was trailing him, and the over and back gives it to Northwest.
And Franklin was in the air, but he had not established himself in the front court.
Might be one of the reasons Adams doesn't pass very
often. Yeah.
Not a wise pass that time. 27-26, Northwest Missouri State up by 1. Going off the left side, Pitts lobs it toward the left baseline, Doherty, and guarded by Adams. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it right wing. There's Welty with a three-pointer coming. Ryan Welty, his first basket of the game. Northwest up 30-26. 3:56 left in the half. Between the circles, Laverty. Now to Franklin. Dribbles to the left wing. Now through the lane he goes. Tries on Doherty. Hits the shot. A whistle on the play. They're going to count the basket. And the foul coming up on Doherty. So Brett picks up his second foul, and we've got a break in the action with 3:45 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 2-point lead over Pittsburgh State, 30-28. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, Mayor Studio Engineer Ryan Elliott this evening. Northwest Missouri State up by 2 over Pittsburgh State, 30-28 with 3:45 left in the first half.
They did go back and look at that shot that they were going to check, whether it was a 2 or a 3 for Pittsburgh State, and they did count it as a 3. So
score stands at 30-28 Northwest as the Gorillas come out of the timeout with a chance to make this a 3-point trip down at the floor. Franklin going to the line with a chance to shoot a free throw here as he's an 87% shooter on the year. 1-of-1 from there already this evening. Franklin, the 6'5 junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. One of a number of Division I transfers into this Gorilla team this year. And his free throw is good. 1-point game, Northwest in front, 30-29. Here comes the full court pressure the Gorillas did in the last game with Northwest that worked for them, but Dustin Pitts on the floor now when he wasn't in that game, and the Cats break the pressure. Pitts between the circles. Dribbles down the lane right to the bucket, scoops the layup up and in. And Northwest up 32-29. Grant Lozoya into the front court from our right to our left. Dribbles left to the lane, through the lane with a spin move. Stripped out of his hands by Wilson. Ball goes off of Lozoya out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Get the 50 play by Welty that time as Lozoya went driving the lane.
Yeah, again, that was another one of those help side, kind of reach over and just try to get a piece of the basketball. He wasn't guarding Lozoya, but he just slid over enough to get a piece of the basketball.
Full court pressure again. Wittes takes the inbound, immediately double teamed, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. He tried to get it back to Pitts, and Adams kicks it out of bounds. Again, Northwest will trigger it in against the full court pressure. But before they do, Lazoria needs to tie his shoe. Now that's taken care of. Justin looks to inbound, gets it to Wittes, immediately doubles team, back to Pitts. And a pass at midcourt, finds him down to the front court to the right wing. Into the right corner for Hawkins. Between the circles, they get it for Pitts, who cradles the ball with his right arm. As Lazoria creeps out to pick him up defensively, out of the Gorillas man-to-man defense. Dribble left side, sets up, wants the three off the left of the rim, and the rebound put down inside by Lazoria for the Gorillas. 32-29, Northwest in front. Long pass to Laverde, into the left corner for Franklin. Pass past low left for Adams. Spins in the lane, spins away from Mandel, off the right, lays it up and in. 7 points for Adams. 32-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts walks her across midcourt, dribbles right side, accelerates through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up, and a foul. What a quick first step by Pitts. Went through the lane and hits the layup, and we'll get a chance to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Jones rode him all the way down the lane with his hand on his hip the whole time, and Pitts finally got the call.
Jones' first foul gets Pitts to the free throw line, where he's an 87.8% shooter at the free throw line. Fourth in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage. Misses the free throw. Rebound to Pitt State. 2:28 left in the first half. 34-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Lazoria to the top of the key. That's a left-handed dribble, drives on Hawkins through the lane, spins, and up for the shot. We'll get called for the travel on a little spin move, trying to get past Hawkins, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
Trying to be a little too cute with the basketball.
2:17 left in the half, Northwest up 34-31. Again, the full-court pressure out of the Gorillas. Inbound Wittes left corner at midcourt for Kurt. Now finds Pitts, races across midcourt into left corner. Hawkins open for three-point range. Nothing but now.
Break the press, and you get a transition three.
37-31, Northwest Missouri State up with 2 minutes left in the half. Franklin top of the key. Drives on Welty. Bounce pass low right side and a whistle. They get it to Adams underneath the basket off the right. And a foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on Joey Wittes. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul on Northwest. The Gorillas with six in this first half. The Gorillas inbound baseline right as Lazoria lobs it to Adams, who cradles the ball off the right side. Wants to drive on Witter. Spins into a double team. Kirk comes over on the help side, reaches in, and a whistle and a foul coming up as Xavier will pick up his first foul. Right idea. Unfortunately, Northwest gets called for the foul. And this will get Adams to the free throw line. 68% shooter this year. He gets there an awful lot. 159, 233 at the free throw line this year. Right-handed shooter, first one good. So the 9 points in the last meeting with Northwest. And his second one is good here. So Adams off to a good start against Northwest this evening. 37-33, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 1:46 left in the first half. Wittes through the lane. Now stops, looks right side for Kurth. And away from the ball, Pitts knocked to the floor by Jones, and Dakota will pick up the foul. So this gets Pitts going to the free throw line with the 17th foul of the half on Pittsburgh State. Justin trying to increase the Bearcat lead. First free throw, good. 38-33 Northwest as Sabari Antwine to check into the game for the Gorillas, and Jones goes to the sideline. One more free throw coming to the 5'10 senior. MIAA player of the year for the third straight year as he hits the second free throw. And he goes into double figures with 10 points. 39-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. 1:33 left in the first half. Zoya out front, looks right side on the wing, Liberty. Now to Franklin. Franklin dribbles between his legs. Now down the lane, right side as he bumped going up with the shot. Missed the shot, but a foul coming up on Welty. And Ryan will pick up his first foul. Ryan had a good game the last time the Cats faced Pittsburgh State. Foul on the floor. So the girl is inbound baseline right. Into the right corner. Inbound goes to Franklin. Fade away tougher, misses everything. Rebound underneath the basket. Pitts for Northwest. 39-33. Northwest in front. 1:10 left in the half. Pitts just walks it across the 10-second line. Guarded by Lozoya. Trying to work a screen by Doherty up front. Looks the pass to Welty. That is out. Top of the key. Three runs out left. And the rebound pulled away by Laverty for the Gorillas. Now to Lozoya out front. With the three attempt. Good. He's had a first F for Pittsburgh State. 39-36. Northwest in front. 44 seconds left in the half. Pitts out front. Dribbles right. Behind the back. Mr. Dribble now down the lane. Picks it out front left. Wettis open to three on the way. Runs around out. Rebound. Curtis. The putback won't go. And they're going to call a foul inside on Kurth, I guess, going for the rebound. We'll see as they come over, and Xavier will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. 34.6 seconds left in the half. Northwest in front, 39-36, as Endow comes in, and Kurth goes to the sideline. And they'll go to the other end to shoot free throws, with that being the seventh team foul on the Bearcats. Jabari Antwine goes to the line where he's a 73% shooter this year, and one-on-one opportunity rims out, and the rebound Hawkins for Northwest. 30 seconds left in the half. Northwest up by three. This will just walk it across midcourt as Northwest went from our left to our right in this first half from Municipal Auditorium. Wealthy between the circles, Pitts, a left side Wittes. Now to Endow. One dribble. Finds Hawkins for the left corner. Back in down left side. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts to the left baseline. Into the right corner. Wittes open. Takes the three up the front of the rim. Put back by Hawkins. It's good as he puts it up and in. With 1 second left, the inbound comes to Lozoya. Launches the shot. Takes a bounce at the top of the rim and bounds away. And Northwest will go to the locker room at halftime with a 41-36 lead over Pittsburgh State. We're back to have more for you from Municipal Auditorium right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MarylandDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest at the half in front of Pittsburgh State, 41-36. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Ryan Elliott. And a nice presentation right now at midcourt with Northwest Athletic Director Mel Churchla and former Bearcat head men's basketball coach Steve Tadmeyer.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of Hall of Famers out there at midcourt. Both have really done the Bearcat Green proud. And you even see that to this day when you talk about Coach McCollum and Coach Meyer and what they learned from Coach Tatmeyer is still being used and utilized with the team today. So, and you look at what he's got his fingers in all over the MIAA and beyond, and guys that are coaching that either were graduate assistants for Coach Tatmeyer or played for Coach Tatmeyer that are passing on the knowledge that Coach Tatmeyer had, and there sure was a lot of it and still is, but when he was in the Bearcat green, he really really extended that out, and we see that all over the place.
Between the two of them, they're in one or two Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
Coach Tatmeyer this past month inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, and Coach Mel Churchman, a member of that Hall of Fame as well. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State 41, Pittsburgh State 36. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
And we're back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City at the half. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of Pittsburgh State 41-36. Here in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. And with us now is Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, who made a presentation to former Bearcat basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer just a moment ago. And Mel, we were talking at the time that between the two of you, there's a number of Hall of Fames represented out there on the floor.
Well, I guess so. I think we've both been very fortunate to, number one, to be at Northwest Missouri. And, you know, it's we both... fortunate enough to have a lot of good players, a lot of good support, and good things happened there.
Now, I had a chance to talk to you earlier this week on our flagship station, KXTV. Now, a chance to talk with you on the entire radio network here about an announcement where you're retiring from Northwest Missouri State for a second time here, this time as athletic director.
Yeah, I tried it once as football coach, and it didn't work very good, so I'm going to try it again. I'll be done April 30th, and I think I'm ready for it. You know, there's some things that when I came back, there were some definite things that I wanted to see happen, and we've been fortunate that a lot of those things have happened. And you know, to see the Hughes Fieldhouse close to completion, I just think that that's really a culmination for our athletic program to have something like that, to have a facility like that. So it's exciting, and I'm ready to move on and do some other things.
Hey, now what's the future hold for you?
Well, you know, we don't have any plans to leave Maryville right now. I hope to do a little more fishing this summer and just relax. And we've got grandkids. We've got two grandkids here in Kansas City and one younger one in Texas. The older ones, when they get college age, they don't really need grandpa and grandma anymore. So, but we got three little ones, so we want to keep track of them and just enjoy some time together and probably do some traveling.
Now, you talked about the Hughes Fieldhouse and that being a major accomplishment. When you look at things that have taken place on the athletic fields and courts, last year, obviously, a huge highlight with both a national championship in football and a national championship in men's basketball. The first time that's been done in Division II, and hopefully we might have another national championship on the men's basketball side before you're all said and done here.
Well, that's why I didn't want to stop before April 1st. So, no, I hope so. What they've accomplished in those two sports, and what some of our other sports, all of our sports, I feel like are making progress, and You know, I've told our coaches all along, I feel like as athletic director and our administrative staff of athletics, our job is to just do the best we can to help them accomplish what they want to accomplish. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And, yeah, basketball is going to be exciting. We got a tough game right now, but we'll see where that goes.
All right, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's athletic director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State, 41-36. We'll back check some of the totals here at halftime right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium at the half, Northwest Missouri State 41 and Pittsburgh State 36. As we look at the totals here at halftime, Northwest was started out cold from the field, ended up shooting 48.5% from the field, 16-33. They were 5-16 from three-point range and 4-6 at the free throw line. And for Pittsburgh State, 52% from the field, 13-25 and 6-13 from three-point range. And at the free throw line for the Gorillas, 4-5. Bearcats took a good job on the boards against the Pittsburgh State team. That's pretty good, the rebounding team. They are out-rebounding Pittsburgh State 20-10. And the turnovers, just 3 turnovers for Northwest and 4 for Pittsburgh State. For the Cats, 2 players in double figures, Justin Fitz with 10 and Xavier Kurth with 11. And the Gorillas with 1 player in double figures, that's Grant Lazoyan with 14 points. He's 5-8 shooting and 4-5 from three-point range as he leads the Gorillas here at halftime. And again at the half, Northwest Missouri State 41, Pittsburgh State 36. Back with more from Municipal Auditorium right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City's Halftime winding down. Northwest Missouri State up at halftime, 41-36 over Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas jumped out to the early lead, but Northwest Missouri State able to fight their way back and have the lead at halftime, 41-36. Winner of this one will face the winner of the Central Oklahoma Central Missouri game, which will tip off at 8:15 this evening following this matchup here on the night session here at the Municipal Auditorium. Earlier today in afternoon play, it was the Washburn men with a win over Nebraska Kearney, 75-65. Washburn, the number three seed in the tournament. They received a big game out of Cameron Wiggins, who had 27 points. They also got 40 points off the bench in that win over UNK. And in the game that wrapped up the afternoon session, an upset as Missouri Southern, the number two seed in this tournament, lost to Fort Hays State 86-85 as Hadley Gillum hit two free throws with 1.3 seconds left in overtime to win it for Fort Hays State. So the other end of the semifinals already been set with Washburn and Fort Hays State tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. The winners of the night session here will play at 8:15. Tomorrow evening. A reminder, a check of the MIAA underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Matt Porter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, 20 more minutes to go. Northwest up 41-36.
Yeah, and if any first half any indication, it's going to be a fun 20 minutes. One thing that we did see from Pitt is they shot the ball real well early on to start the ball game and then cooled off just a bit. And I think one stat that really sticks out in this game, zero offensive rebounds for Pittsburgh State in that first half. And this is typically a pretty good rebounding team. So not only did Northwest out rebound them overall, held them off the offensive glass, and they need to do that for another half.
Before we get to the second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Oh, Matt, going back to that point about rebounding, that's one thing that Coach McCollum talked about Tuesday during the media luncheon was he wanted to see his team improve the defensive boards as they go into this tournament. I think he took his words at heart.
Yeah, absolutely. At least he's shown that so far, and let's hope it keeps up.
And for Northwest, they will inbound and go from our right to our left in this second half in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. And for the Pittsburgh State team, they're in their red uniforms with the white numerals trimmed in yellow. Low left side for Northwest is Wittes. Out from right side, Welty, and will scoop the pass to Pitts. Dribbles left, double team, finds Doherty on the right wing. Now to Welty right side with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Low right side for Doherty, pushes out front right side, Welty, the three is good. Well, a good start in the second half for Northwest as Welty with his second three of the game. 44-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Azoya down the lane right, now pulls up right wing. Out front right side pass for Donovan Franklin. Wants to drive on Welty through the lane. A little bit off balance, goes into the right corner. Azoya with the three attempt, and that one is good. He kind of starts the second half right where he started the first half. And Northwest Missouri State with a 44-39 lead over Pittsburgh State.
He's 5 of 6 on threes and 6 of 9 from the field overall.
17 points total. Pitts off the right side for Northwest. Guarded by Liberty, drives through the lane. Liberty will pull a block on that shot. It's picked up by Adams, who leads the break for the Gorillas. A long pass overthrown and goes out of bounds. Trying to go into the right corner for Liberty, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
And he did it kind of in the first half, but another reason we probably don't see him pass too often. Or since he doesn't, he just didn't have practice at it. He's thrown a few bad ones tonight.
That could be. Some pressure off the inbound. Wittes will take the inbounds pass, and now the Gorillas back off. Wittes will walk into the front court. Gorillas left side and hands off to Pitts. Northwest sets up the offense. Only moments of the second half. Northwest in front, 44-39. Pitts looks to pass left wing Welty. He drives to the free throw line, through the lane, stops with the fadeaway, banks it, misses the rebound, tipped by Kirk off the backboard, picked up by Doherty, puts it back up in, and a foul. Double figures for Doherty as he goes to the free throw line.
Great effort and an offensive rebound that led to those points for Northwest. So we talked about them keeping Pittsburgh State from having offensive rebounds. So Northwest now with eight in the ballgame.
Doherty at the free throw line, one for one this evening. This one, though, goes short and will go out of bounds. Brett has just really struggled at the free throw line in his career. That's kind of the one area that he's had some problems with. 46-39, though, Northwest Missouri State in front. 18-19 left in the game. Missouri to the top of the key. Goes left side for Franklin. And dribbles to the left baseline. Fadeaway jumper is good from 16. Franklin with 10 points. 46-41. Northwest Missouri State in front. 2 minutes into this second half. Pitts behind the back with the dribble. Through the lane as he goes running through. The ball marked loose. And a foul coming up on Pittsburgh State. And a foul will go on Xavier Adams. His second foul. And this will get Pitts to the line. First of two on the way, good. Pitts now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 47-41, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Second one good. 7-point Northwest lead. Winner moves on to the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament tomorrow evening. Off the right wing, Franklin. Between the circles, Adams. Looks left side, Lazoya. Long cross-court pass right side to Franklin. Wants to go one-on-one with Welty. Steps back, wants to jumper over Welty. Rims out left, and another defensive rebound for Northwest. This time, Justin Pitts pulls the board down.
Great job by Welty. A lot of shake and bake there. Welty didn't bite on any of it, and so it put him into a bad shot.
Doherty between the circles. Pitts left side. Gets a screen by Doherty. Pitts through the lane. Into the corner of Wittes. Wide open. Takes the three. It's off the front of the rim. A long rebound. The tip up. Won't go by Kurt. Trying to keep the ball alive. Finally controlled by Lazoria. Pushes it on transition. Goes right side. Liberty with the bounce pass. He lays it up and in. And it's a 48-43 Bearcat lead. 17 minutes left in the second half. Xavier Kurth handling the point duties this trip down. Well, taken into the front court right side. Cross court left side pass to Wittes. It goes right side for Doherty. Fred expires his dribble. Finds Pitts cutting right side. Pulls up on the right wing. Trying to work a screen by Doherty. Cross court left side Wittes. Out of Welty left side. High post left is Kirk. Kirk dribbles into the lane. Oh, off and under the roof. Takes the jumper. Rims out right and a foul. Xavier being very aggressive offensively. And we'll get to the free throw line because of so, Kurth going to the free throw line. Shooting two. Trying to add to the Bearcat 48-43 lead. First one, rims out right. Welty and Wittes to the sideline. Hawkins. Into the game for Northwest and Chris Sindel. Second free throw by Kurth on the way, and that one rims in. 49-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Barry Antoine into the ballgame now for Pittsburgh State. Takes it to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Cross court right side pass. Gets it to Laverde. Long three. Won't go. Rebound in lane on the floor. Hustling after Hawkins for the Bearcats. We'll give it to Endow. Down to the front court left side. Started by Franklin. Expires his dribble. Goes low left for Doherty. Wants to put up, post up with Adams. Had success with that in the first half. Now right side for Endow. Shuffling won't go off the front of the rim. Rebound tip. Controlled by Laverty for the Gorillas. 49-43, Northwest in front. Adams down the lane right side. A collision with Doherty. And the foul will go on Brett. Brett will pick up his third foul. And we've got a break in the action. Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State, 49-43. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Grill is inbound out of the timeout off the right side. Franklin to the baseline. Reverse layup off the left is good as he falls to the floor. Robin Franklin with 12 points, 49-45. Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State, 15-43 left in the game. One final round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium. When it's out front, finds Pitts cutting the bucket, lays it up, and then a foul. Nice drive to the basket off the right side, and a nice little move past Donovan Franklin, who should pick up the foul. That'll be his second. They'll count the basket as Pitts goes to the line. ...14 points for Justin this evening. And a free throw is good. So a three-point trip down the floor for the Bearcats. Northwest up 52-45. Antoine into the front court. Out front, Adams looks to the left side. Dakota Jones. Now to Franklin. Wants to drive on Wittes this time. Right at the free throw line. Good. Franklin looks like he wants to try to take things over in the second half. 52-47. Northwest Missouri State up on Pittsburgh State. And down in the front court with the dribble. Out near midcourt, the pass goes for Pitts as Northwest spreads out the offense. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Pitts dribbles left side. Guarded by Jones. Hawkins comes over to try to set a screen. Pitts to the free throw line. Dribbles back out with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Down the lane right he goes. Drives and banks it and hits it. Justin for Northwest looks like he wants to take over this game as well. 54-47, Northwest up. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Franklin right side, low right for Adams, spins on Wittes, into lane, forces the shot, it goes down as he falls to the floor, and a foul coming up on Northwest, they count the basket, Wittes will pick up the foul, number two on Wittes. Adams into double figures with 10 points, 54-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Pittsburgh State. Adams back to the free throw line. He's 2 of 2 from there this evening. And the right-handed shooter puts it down, nothing but net. 54-50, Northwest up by 4, 14-33 left in the game. And Dow will hand off to Pitts near midcourt as Northwest sets up the offense against the man-to-man defense out of the Gorillas. This dribble is near the left sideline in front of the scorer's table. Just watches the shot clock go down to 10 seconds. Now Northwest will... They've got something going with their offense. Adams picks him up off a checkoff. He goes right past Adams. They go in the left corner into Alton with 3-pointer. And now with 6 points on a couple of three-pointers, and Northwest up by seven. West side, Lazoria. Baseline left, Adams. Now front right side for Franklin. Through the lane on Wealthy. A fadeaway on the left side misses, but a bump on the floor by Wealthy. He'll get called for the foul. And Ryan puts up his second foul. Foul on the floor, so Pittsburgh State will inbound baseline left. 13 foul on the Bearcats in this half. Grills have been whistled four times. Inbound left corner goes for Franklin through the lane, and a double team misses the shot. Rebound too hard. Rebound on the floor and out for Northwest. Gives it up to Pitts and the Cats from our right to our left in the second half. 13:44 left, and Northwest holding on to a 7-point lead. Pitts walks it through the jump ball circle, dribbles right side, steps back now, wants to drive on Antwine. Through the lane he goes, a bump and a foul, and this one coming up on Pittsburgh State on the floor. Antwine will pick up the foul.
Pitts just goes so many directions, and I think he goes in all those directions at one time. it's amazing.
Antwine picks up his first foul. Inbound Wittes, dribbles in the lane on Adams. Up with a shot and a foul. This will go on Xavier Adams. And that'll be his third. Cats in the pass have gotten Adams in a little bit of foul trouble. We're trying to post up with him when he's out there. And Wittes now goes to the free throw line. His first trip this evening. Dory on the year, an 84% shooter. And this one hits the backboard, the front of the rim, and then drops down. Dory's first point of the game.
Yeah, with that point now, every Cat that's been in the game has at least 1 point.
Second free throw is good.
And I see Wittes catch a little fire here for a few minutes, maybe.
9-point Bearcat lead, 59-50. 13 and a half minutes left in this game. Antwine, a baseline right pass, goes to Adams, tries to spin in lane past Wittes, and Wittes will pick up the foul. That will be Joy's third foul.
Well, so much for that.
Well, I tell you, when Adams makes that spin move off the baseline, he's a little bit out of control, but
yeah,
he still is able to get the shot up, and oftentimes they go down on him. In the inbound right side, Lazoria to the baseline and lays it up and in. 20 points for Lazoria. It's a 59-52 Bearcat lead. Pitts takes it across midcourt. Hawkins into the ball game and put us over to the sideline. Right side, Welty. One dribble goes to Perth. Out top of the key, Hawkins. Chased by Adams. Bounce pass left side for Pitts. Knocklers picked up out front by Laverty. Here comes Pittsburgh State in transition. Adams through the lane. Shot blocked away by Welty or Hawkins inside, but I think we had a foul first on the floor as Adams went through, and Welty will pick up his third foul.
Coach Anderson not happy. They called that foul on the floor. He felt like he was trying to take the shot, but they're going to call it on the floor, which means an inbound for Pitt.
End of the ball game for Northwest. Tyler Doherty seeing his first action as Welty goes to the bench. Tyler's been giving Northwest some valuable minutes the last three, 4 weeks of this season. Antoine trying to get the inbound, but before he does, there's a whistle off that, and it looks like this will go on Northwest.
You talk about Tyler Doherty's minutes. It really has felt like he's played twice as much as he actually has because he has played such good minutes.
Perth, before the inbound, picks up the foul. That's his third. So Cats begin to get some players in foul trouble. Inbound, left side goes to Adams, guarded by Tyler Doherty. Adams now with the dribble, drives to the baseline, and this should be a charge. It is. As Tyler Doherty just came into the ball game, got to the baseline, set up, and drew the charge. And that was number four on Adams. Big play. And Tyler just into the ball game, makes his presence felt.
Adams is probably lucky he didn't good call for a delay of game there. He walked up the court with the ball, just dropped the ball, and then kind of kicked it to the opposite end of the court from where it was supposed to be inbounded. But
Coach Kim Anderson makes a substitution as well. Dietrich Cole comes in to take his place. Bearcats with the inbound as Justin Pitts will take it across the 10-second line with a 59-52 lead over Pittsburgh State. Drives past Antwine to the free throw line left. Now backpedals with the dribble as the Cats spread out the offense. Dribbles right side. Trying to get a screen by Tyler Doherty. Now dribbles to the left wing. finds on the pick and roll. Tyler through the lane. He's up, won't go, but a foul. This will get Tyler Gordy to the free throw line. Kelly Grimm, one of the officials, to make this call, and this will go on Demetrius Laverty. That'll be his second. So Tyler Doherty just in the ball game is drawing a charge on the defensive side on Adams. Now on the offensive side, he gets it off a pick and roll and goes to the free throw line after being fouled. And the first of two on the way is good for Tyler. Tyler Doherty, a 75% shooter this year, a 6'7 sophomore out of Omaha, the younger brother of Brett Doherty. And Tyler's second free throw hits the front of the rim and goes in. 61-52, Northwest Missouri State in front, 12-13 left.
Biggest lead of the game for either team.
That's right between the circles. Long bounce pass, right side for Donovan. Donovan Franklin, double space line on Indell. And let's see, we got another charge. Indell got to the sideline, and Franklin, a little out of control, gets called for the charge. And that's number three on Franklin. Get 51-52, Northwest in front.
Getting to a point now where Pittsburgh State, they're kind of getting on themselves. They're not getting on each other right now, but you can kind of tell they are very, very frustrated, and Cats need to take advantage of that.
Just under 12 minutes left in the game. Northwest up 61-52. Pitts dribbles off the left wing. Left side for Hawkins. Now to Pitts. Dribbles right in front of head coach Ben McCall. Moves by Nealon. Now to Hawkins between the circles. Right side and down. Down drives through the lane, and the shot off the glass, and we're going to call a charge this time on Chris Ruindell. That'll be his second foul. And we got a break in the action with 11:36 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 61, Pittsburgh State 52. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at Millen Dinsdale Seed.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. 61-52, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 11:30 left of the game. Gorillas with the ball into the right baseline. It's William. Give up to the right wing. Stripped out of his hands by Tyler Doherty. Tries to go after the ball and a whistle. I think we're going to call Tyler for a foul on behind, chasing after that loose ball with Grant Lozoya. That'll be his first foul. Just nearly had the steal. Eighth team foul on the Bearcats. And Lozoya going to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. 6'3 junior out of Agoura Hills, California. Right-handed shooter. Free throw is good. He has 21 points. That's his first free throw attempt of the evening. Comes to Pittsburgh State from Stetson University. And his second one is good as well. 61-54, Northwest Missouri State in front. Again, free full court pressure out of the Gorillas. And Dow will take it across midcourt left side in front of the scorer's table. Hands off to Pitts, and Northwest to set up the offense with 11:14 left. Left wing pass from Pitts goes to Endell. Dribble out between the circles. Finds Hawkins, now back to Endell. Off the left side. One dribble, hands off to Pitts. He's being chased by Antwine. Now pitch off the left wing, goes left baseline for Endow. Steps back, wants the three. It takes a bounce off the rim, rebound in the lane. Loose as cold, marks it away. Picked up by Laverty for Pittsburgh State. Now to Antoine into the front court from our left to our right. Left side pass goes to Lazoya. Dribbles right wing. Steps back, wants the three over Tyler Doherty off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound to Pitts inside for Northwest. Justin will just take it slowly across midcourt, dribbling through the MIAA emblem at midcourt. Will dribble left side. Now off the left wing, hits a screen, steps back, wants to go to Doherty. Tyler through the lane, right side and down. He sets up, wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound Antoine as he corrals it for Pittsburgh State. A long pass on the outlet goes left side for Franklin, who lays it up and in. Pittsburgh State is a very good team in transition, and they scored that one off the fast break, 61-56. Northwest Missouri State still with the lead. 10 minutes left in the game. Pitch to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Out front for Hawkins. Back to Pitts off the left side. Shot clock inside of 10 seconds as Pitts now will drive the lane to the bucket. Lays it high off the glass. Won't go. Cole with the rebound for Pittsburgh State. To Antoine. And a long outlet goes to Franklin. Right through his hands and goes out of bounds. Then over long to Northwest. Timeout with 9:37. Northwest Missouri, well, let's keep it right here just for a moment. And Northwest Missouri State up 61-56. Just a substitution now with 9:37 left. And Northwest in front 61-56. Bearcats will inbound against full court pressure. Inbound comes to Endow. Takes across midcourt on Donovan Franklin. Dribbles top of the key. Fires the dribble, now to Pitts near midcourt left. He's chased by Jackson Holden, who checked in. Dribbles left side, down the lane, into the right corner. Pass is stolen, picked up by Franklin. Here comes the girls on the fast break once again. Franklin down the lane, right side, lost the hand on his dribble. We'll go out of bounds, and it goes right back to Northwest.
Last couple of possessions, Franklin's kind of had Crisco on the fingers. That ball's been sliding right out of his hand.
9:08 left, Northwest Missouri State 61 and Pittsburgh State 56. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
9:08 left, Northwest 61, Pittsburgh State 56. Reminder, Bearcat basketball underwritten by Milton Dinsdale Company, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Pizza Ranch featuring a daily buffet with pizza and fried chicken and Bombay Auto located at the 5 miles corner. Chris and Dow will inbound for Northwest as they take it from our right to our left. Again, 9:08 left in this game, and Northwest in front 61-56. Inbound comes to Wittes. We check back into the ball game. Been on the bench for a few minutes after picking up his third foul. Now to Endow, left wing, low left for Brett Doherty's back in. Trying to post up with Cole. In the lane he goes, fast pass baseline for Endow, coming underneath the basket, leans back out, has the shot off the left side. Down with 8 points, 63-56, Northwest Missouri State up. Missouri out front, runs into his own player in Cole, keeps his dribble, goes right side for Franklin. Out front, drives on Doherty, who slips, falls. Now Franklin down the lane left side, is fouled, misses the shot, but we'll get to the free throw line. Now coming up on Ryan Welty. Fourth foul on Welty. Now gets Firth off the bench, getting ready to come in, and Xavier has been sitting for a while with three fouls. Ottomer Franklin at the free throw line again, an 87% shooter this season. And his free throw up the front of the rim. Rare miss for Franklin.
Yeah, you can't have your good free throw shooters missing in games like this.
Franklin, sixth in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage. His second free throw is good. 63-57, Northwest in front. Full court pressure, inbound comes to Wittes. He's chased by Jackson Holden as they'll bring it across midcourt left side. Now Laverde picks him up, low left for Brett Doherty. Camp posting up with Cole, the 6'10 player for the Gorillas. Takes it in lane, off the glass, won't go. Rebound to Cole inside for Pittsburgh State. And the trouble with the dribble. Rickett on their just there left, wanting a travel up front. Is Lozoya with a long three. No, in and down. Clears the rebound for Northwest. Just over 8 minutes left. Northwest 63, Pittsburgh State 57. And down left side. Looks on the wing on the left for Wittes. Brings it out front for Doherty. Right side pass Pitts. Vestas dribbling through traffic. Right side for Kurth. Now up front Doherty. Pass pass to Pitts. Cutting to the bucket. Lays it up and in.
There's Doherty passing the basketball again.
19 points for Pitts. 65-57 Northwest. Before he tries to spin on Kurth, he cuts him up. Now we'll dribble to the left wing. Now front right side to Verdi. To Holden. Pass, pass, low right for Cole with a height advantage over Wittes. Tries to force a pass underneath and gets it to Franklin. The shot off the left side rattles down. That's a tough pass, and Franklin able to hold on to it and put it in. 65-59, Northwest up. Wittes in the front court left side. Pulls up, bounce pass high left side for Doherty. Dribbles down the lane left on Cole. Takes it in lane. Face right, now left, but shot blocked away by Cole, but picked up by Doherty. Now finds Pitts, cutting through the lane, into the right corner, Kurth, out front right, they get it for Wittes. Now a long pass into the left corner, the three on the way, hits the side of the back corner, and is picked up by Lozoya. Pitts missed the shot, Lozoya pushes it, goes left side, Holden on the wing left with a three attempt. Won't go, fight for the rebound, baseline left, and there's in down, do you come up with the board? And then it's to Pitts, a little bit of a collision with Franklin. No call, and Pitts will walk it across midcourt right, and then we got a timeout. Or a 10 count. No, we're going to have a 10 count here. Pitts is just dribbling along the 10 count call just before he gets it to midcourt. So with 6:37 left, Northwest up 65-59, we have the official coming over to the sideline here to maybe look and check on this, but... Got a break in the action again. Northwest up 65-59. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com. Reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit. Brothers Steve and Dan Miller, Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing, and Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. 6:37 left, Northwest 65, Pittsburgh State 59. The Gorillas will inbound at the scorer's table as they go left to right after that turnover before the timeout. Lozoya, top of the key, dribbles right side on Kurth. Out front right for Dakota Jones, who checked in during the break. Jones dribbles left to Holden. Low left for Adams back in. Over Wittes with the jumper from 17 yards. Adams for 13 points, 65-61. Game tightening up a little bit more as Pitts takes it into the front court right side. A long pass right for Doherty. Well, eight to the right block underneath the basket. Kicks a left wing. Hawkins left open. Takes the jumper. It's off the rim right. Rebound to the Gorillas and Holden. Pittsburgh State picking up some defensive boards during the last minute or so. Laboria through the lane. Drives the call for a travel. She's looking at a double team. And the turnover gives it to Northwest. Northwest by four. The Cats' largest lead has been 9, 65-61, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wittes across midcourt, looks over at Coach Ben McCollum as he offers some instruction as Wittes continues to dribble now to the left wing, guarded by Xavier Adams. Takes it top of the key, down the lane right, to the basket through double team, feeds it into Doherty. Doherty back right wing, there's Kurth with the three attempt, won't go, long rebound, pulled away by Hawkins, puts it right back up, short off the front of the rim, and Cole with the rebound. The girls will take it left to right. Hold into the left wing, into the left corner, Adams. Not getting a lot of movement out of his teammates. Takes the jumper, fadeaway, misses by 2 feet, too hard, and Kurth with the rebound for Northwest. 4-point Bearcat lead. 5:14 left. Hits across the 10-second line. As Doherty steps out to set a screen, now pits through the lane, drives, lays it up and hits it, but there's a whistle, I think he'll be on the floor. Well, Lindy to make the call, and the foul will come on Dietrich Cole. That'll be his third foul. 10th team foul, so Pitts gets two at the free throw line. Justin, 5 of 6 so far tonight. And he hits the first one here. 20 points now for Justin. 66-61 Northwest with 5:05 left. Winner of this gets the winner of the Central Oklahoma Central Missouri game after this one. Pitts misses the second attempt. 66-61 Northwest. Missouri will walk it across midcourt. Sets up the offense for the Gorillas. Goes to Franklin, the left baseline. Takes the jumper over Hawkins. Misses too hard. Doherty with the rebound and a reach-over foul coming up on Dietrich Cole. And that'll be number 4 on Cole.
They're in some foul trouble inside. Pittsburgh State is.
Tell you, Cole, not a very quick player, but at 6'10", he's made some things tough for Doherty trying to post up the last couple of minutes, but that time Doherty on the defensive side did a good job boxing out, and comes down with rebound and a chance to go to the free throw line, as he'll be shooting two. Left-handed shooter, and his first one here, too hard. Right now, 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Belty in, and Wittes to the sideline. 4:49 left. Northwest up 66-61. The senior's next free throw is good. And Doherty with 12 points. Northwest up 67-61. Franklin dribbles left sideline into the front court. Now to the court. Out near midcourt. Bearcat fans behind us making some noise. And the Bearcats go on defense here at Municipal Auditorium. Adams out between the circles. Left side, Missouri bobbles it with controls. Dribbles between the circles. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Steps back off a three attempt at the top of the key. Rattles around left. Milgram Bearcats inside for the rebound. Pitts will be shadowed by Jones as he takes it across the midcourt right side. 67-61. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts pulls up. Finds Doherty. The elbow right. Hands off to Welty, who bobbles or controls it on the wing. Now low right for Doherty. Gets a right to Welty, right wing three. Good. Ryan with his third three in the game. Northwest up 70-61.
Franklin cheated down a little bit to maybe try some help side defense, and we get the eighth assist of the game out of Brett Doherty.
70-61 Northwest. Before you, Franklin left wing, Franklin. Bounce pass low left, Adams, guarded by Kurth. Up with a shot, misses it, rebound to Adams, puts it back off the glass and goes.
That's the first offensive rebound of the game for Pittsburgh State.
And it's at the 3:30 mark in the second half. 70-63, Northwest Missouri State up. Pitts takes it across midcourt, left side. Northwest holding on to the 70-63 lead. Pitts dribbling out near midcourt. Chased by Dakota Jones. Gets a screen by Doherty. Through to the bucket. Right side feed from Pitts goes to Kurth. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked away, but a foul coming up on the Gorillas. And the foul will go on Lazorius, and that'll be his fourth foul. 3:10 left. Northwest Missouri State 70. Pittsburgh State 63. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Have your municipal auditorium, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. Northwest in front, 70-63, 3:10 left in the game. A reminder that today's game, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Pitzenberger's Auto Body taking the dents out of accidents and rapidly in downtown Maryville. 70-63, the Bearcats in front. They come out of the timeout. Xavier Kurth getting ready to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And for Kurth, 2 of 4 this evening at the line. Kurth, a 78% shooter on the year, as he will toe the line, trying to add to the Bearcats 70-63 lead. First one on the way. Good. Kurth with 13 points. He had 11 points against Pittsburgh State in the last meeting, and then 14 against Lincoln on Saturday. Double figures again this evening with 13, and make it 14 as he hits the second free throw. They're going to the sideline and now back into the ballgame for Northwest. 72-63, Northwest Missouri State up with 3:10 left, where this moves into the semifinals tomorrow night, and we'll play at 8:15. Grant Lasoya into the front court to the top of the key. Goes into the lane left for Adams with the shot. Good, and a foul. We're going to call this on Brett Norley as Adams with a strong move to the bucket off the left side. And draws the foul on Brett Norley. That'll be number 4 on Norley. We get Xavier Adams to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point trip down the floor for the Gorillas. 72-65, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pittsburgh State open up this game in
support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Hands off to Pitts out near midcourt. 2:52 left in the game. Pitts left side, gets the pass to Doherty, into the left corner, Welty. Steps back, looks low post left, Doherty. Nine on the shot clock, Doherty into the lane, now to Hawkins through the lane, drives, banks it, misses it, and Adams with the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Gives it to Lasoya with 2:32 left, the Northwest up 72-66. Lasoya pulls up left side, wants the jumper, and runs out right side, no, and the rebound goes to Welty for Northwest. Gives it to Pitts, who pushes it across midcourt, right in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Jones creeps in to pick him up defensively. 2:10 left in the game. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts to the top of the key, finds Doherty. Right side, Hawkins on the wing. Hands off to Endell. 2 minutes left with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Endell looks full right side for Doherty. Brings it out to Endell, takes the jumper out front. It's short, goes out of bounds, and along to Pittsburgh State. Shot clock was winding down as Endell just got it off, but Paul Short out of bounds. Welty to the sideline for Northwest. Cats right now going with Doherty, Hawkins, Endell, Kurth, and Pitts. 1:53 left. Northwest in front, 72-66. Azoria across midcourt, right side to the right wing. Pass, low right, Adams. The left-handed dribble takes it into the lane, fade away, short as he forces a good job defensively by Doherty, and the rebound Hawkins for Northwest. They give it to Pitts as there's 1:33 left in the game. Pitts slowly brings it across midcourt from our right to our left. Northwest in front, 72-66. Pitts dribbles through traffic to the bucket, up for the shot. Bankson misses it, but a foul, and this will get Pitts to the free throw line to shoot two. As he's fouled driving through the lane, and Dakota Jones will pick up his third foul. So Pitts to shoot two. Justin, 6 of 8 at the line tonight, has 20 points. And Roy this week named the MIAA Player of the Year. His free throw rolls out.
Yeah, gotta have those.
Beth not making it easy at the free throw line. 16 of 24. Free throw here is good by Pitts. Average in action, 125 left, Northwest Missouri State 73, Pittsburgh State 66. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Bearcat basketball underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main, across from Walmart, and Compass Dental, Dennis Bruce Fuddle and Brian Vertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. 125 left, Northwest 73, Pittsburgh State 66, and the Gorillas inbound. Azoya will take it across the timeline. Guarded by Kirk, looks high post right side, Adams. Back left side to Azoya, then left baseline. Drives reverse layup off the right side, good. Yeah, so Azoya makes it a 73-68 game, and a quick foul off the inbound coming up on Pittsburgh State. This will go on Dakota Jones, who picks up his fourth foul. So we'll go all the way to the Bearcat end of the floor with 1:12 left. Northwest with a chance to add to their 73-68 lead as Justin Pitts goes to the free throw line. Justin, 7 of 10 at the line tonight. Free throw is good. 22 points for Justin. 74-68 Northwest. Second free throw, good as well. 75-68. Azoya will take it across the timeline. Dribbles right side, down the lane. Comes to a halt, brings it out front left. Franklin with a three-point attempt. Rattles around out. Rebound to Northwest as Kirk will finally control for the Cats. Holds it and hands off to Justin Pitts. He's double-teamed. Back to Kirk. Has to reap up, bring it down. Now they get the ball on the right side into the front court for and down. And reach in with Lazoya. And Lazoya will pick up the foul. That's number 5 on Grant Lazoya. Will go to the sideline with 23 points.
And he's a big key for them offensively. He's been shooting the ball real well, had 5 threes tonight, and that's an important loss for Pittsburgh State.
And down to the free throw line to shoot two. His first trip there tonight, a 70% shooter on the year.
Really had no choice for that foul either, because if he doesn't commit that foul, Doherty's underneath the bucket standing all by himself and would have thrown down a dunk.
Coach Kim Anderson for Pittsburgh State initially wanted to bring Jabari Antwine into the game, and instead elects to bring in Jackson Holden.
And Gazoya didn't realize that was 5. He gets checked in for, and he looks over to the sideline, and he goes, that's 5? So
now at the line to shoot 2. First one on the way, and that's good. 9 points for Chris coming back after an ankle injury. Missed the last couple of games due to that injury.
He spent a lot of time when he's been on the sideline. Most of the time he's been behind the bench just moving that foot and keeping that ankle loose so it doesn't tighten up.
Second free throw, misses too hard. And the rebound to Pittsburgh State, 76-68 Northwest, 49 seconds left in the game. Ball on the lane, knocked loose, picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Big turnover. Pitts into the front court right side. Now with 40 seconds left, the timeout. Or a foul. Looks like we got a foul first. The foul coming up on Dakota Jones, and that's number 5 on Jones. 40.8 seconds left. Northwest in front, 76-68. And Pitts getting ready to go to the free throw line. Bye-bye. Now DeVar Antwine to enter the game for the Gorillas. This time he takes the place of Dakota Jones. 40.8 seconds left. Free throw by Justin. Rims in. 77-68. Cats up with 40.8 seconds left. Second free throw is good. So Justin hits two big free throws. They go to the sideline. Chris Finley in the game for Northwest. And Justin getting a big round of applause from the Bearcat fans here at Municipal Auditorium. 10-point Bearcat lead, 40 seconds left. Adams into the corner with the dribble and nearly lost the handle on it. Fires the dribble, gives it to Franklin. Steps back, wants a three. Instead passes it up, goes to Adams. Now back to Franklin, drives the lane. Hits the shot, collision inside, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Foul will go on Ryan Hawkins as Hawkins picks up his first foul. So count Franklin's basket. He has 21 points. As Pitts back into the ball game along with Wittes, and Doherty and Finley go to the sideline. 8-point Bearcat lead, 78-70. 30.4 seconds left. Free throw is good by Franklin. Now the Cats can look at full court pressure before they do. Timeout by Pittsburgh State. 30.4 seconds left. Northwest 78, Pittsburgh State 71. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
7-point Northwest lead with 30.4 seconds left, 78-71. Northwest will inbound, facing full court pressure out of Pittsburgh State. Kurth looking to inbound. Runs the baseline, gets the inbound to Wittes, who's immediately double teamed. Lost it to Pitts off the right side. Pitts back to Wittes. Now with 23 seconds left, Wittes gets the pass into the front court for Endell. He's immediately fouled by Demetrius Laverde, who will pick up his third. Stops the clock with 20.8 seconds left and gets Endell to the free throw line. Endell, one or two at the line from his last trip. Free throw here is good. 79-71 Northwest. Kirk Finley back into the game as Pitts goes to the sideline. And Dow's second free throw rims around and out, and the rebound goes to Laverde. Now to Adams with 17 seconds left. Long pass inside for Franklin. Up with a shot, and it rolls in as Franklin got it to go. And another quick timeout by Pittsburgh State, this time with 13.4 seconds left. And Northwest in front, 79-73. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
79-73, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. They trailed early back in the first half, but Northwest had the lead by halftime. Leading 41-36, they've led the entire second half. And now 79-73, Bearcat lead over Pittsburgh State. Cats coming out of the timeout with Perth, Hawkins, Pitts, Wittes, and Endell. And again, they look at full court pressure out of Pittsburgh State. Perth makes the long baseball pass and gets the inbound to Hawkins. Now back to Perth underneath the Gorilla basket. Dribbles out of that, finds Wittes off the right sideline. Pulls up right in front of the timeline to Pitts. Now to Perth as he'll bring it into the front court with 3 seconds left. Northwest over. And that clock wind down, and the Bearcats will move on to the semifinals of the Underlay postseason tournament. 79-73, the final score. Northwest with the win over Pittsburgh State. We're back to have more for you from the Municipal Auditorium right after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Pittsburgh State in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament, 79-73. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. Matt, Northwest did what they needed to come up with a win, held on in the second half, missed a few free throws that might have made the margin a little bit wider, but still made some pretty big plays to pick up the win.
Yeah, after getting down early, they didn't get discouraged. We saw Lozoya hit a couple of big threes very early in the ball game. Pittsburgh State built up to a seven-point lead there early in the game, but it was very early, and Northwest knew they had plenty of time, a team that's never really going to be shaken, especially early in the game, but they just stuck with the game plan, did what they were supposed to on the defensive boards, allowing just one offensive rebound. Absolutely incredible against this Pittsburgh State team, and that helped them to the win.
Third time the Bearcats have defeated Pittsburgh State this season, and Northwest with the win moves into the semifinals of the MIAA tournament. They'll play tomorrow night at 8:15 against the winner of Central Oklahoma and Central Missouri. We'll be back and have more for you on our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back on our postgame from Municipal Auditorium. Northwest Missouri State with the win as they defeat Pittsburgh State 79-73. Joined out by Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, one of those games where you just have to gut it out and pick up a win. And it's, as we mentioned before, it wasn't a pretty game, but boy, it is a hard fought game. Both teams are going at it hard, and they just found a way to make the plays you needed to make.
Yeah, definitely. And then we both played extremely hard, and like you said, it definitely wasn't the prettiest of games. You know, we got felt like we got some pretty good looks from good shooters and didn't make shots. But, I mean, that's what we say. If we can defend, rebound, you know, get some second chance opportunities, which early on I think we had seven or eight at the half. Oh, boys, we only got a couple in the second half. But, you know, we got key defensive stops when we needed them. I don't think we were great defensively the whole game. They shot, 53% from the game, which is a little high, but early on, there were some things, ball screen switches, we weren't really aggressive on LaGoya. We kind of let him get going early, and the game plan was to make sure we're up on him, take away his shot, because he's a guy that can kind of, he's a really good one-on-one. They got a lot of guys that can score one-on-one and make plays, but we made plays when we needed to. Free throws, could have made a few more free throws, but proud of the guys and finding a way to win, even not at our best.
You know, one of the things we talked about, even when we fell behind early there in the first half, there wasn't any type of look of panic. Obviously, a team with only three losses in a national championship, you're not going to panic much, but just methodically got back in the game, and by halftime, you had that lead and never let it go in the second half.
Yeah, this team doesn't get rattled, and there were some things we were disappointed with early, extra passes, just simple plays, looking ahead of play that we weren't making. I don't know if we were, we felt like we had a really good warm-up. The guys were really focused, locked in, communicating, and usually you get a pretty good feeling warm-up, so we thought we were ready to go, but then you watched the first 5 minutes, you thought we were sleepwalking. So, with our group, Brett was phenomenal offensively. He was one of the guys that struggled defensively. He wasn't true Brett on the defensive end, but, he finishes with 12 points, 8 assists. He did a great job of when they brought two guys and they doubled and they pulled and helped off Dave. He did a good job of finding him. And Justin's slowly getting back to Justin. I think, shooting-wise, you just need to see one of those threes go in. He's slowly getting back. Thought Chris was really good for, not playing in a while. And he was pretty good on the defensive end and got some big-time defensive rebounds for us. And Tyler Doherty only played 3 minutes in the game, but he played a huge 3 minutes, taking a charge, keeping some balls alive. He gave us a little spark off the bench for sure.
Hey, no, he's done that in the last several games for you.
Yeah, he has. He's been great, and his minutes have gone up. And, he's really smart. He plays the right way. He gives us extra possessions. And he's playing his role, and he's doing it really well right now.
You see it in the quarterfinal games down here. It's kind of tough to get out of the quarter, so there's been some upsets. One just before this with the Missouri Southern going out of the tournament. Then you look on the women's side, some upsets yesterday as well. That first day, and once you get out of that first day, that's quite an accomplishment, really.
Oh, absolutely. This time of year, you can look at matchups and you can predict things, but it's March, and it doesn't really matter. I had somebody say they were going to come to our game on Saturday. I said, we got a game first. They don't just take the higher seed and move them over. You got to win. And it's good, against good teams. Obviously, Pitt, beat a solid Lincoln team to get in here. So, it's definitely not easy. You got to take it one game at a time. And hopefully, we were able to win kind of an ugly game. Hopefully, we'll play really well tomorrow.
Yeah, you got one of the Centrals coming up, Central Oklahoma and Central Missouri. That'll be a pretty good matchup as well tonight.
Yeah, it should be. Obviously Central's a team that it kind of struggled towards the, Central Missouri, that is, struggled towards the end of the season, but they got a good win against Missouri Western and definitely a team that's talented and can get it going. And then Central Oak with their size, both these teams, play big guys. And Central Missouri can play a stretch five, pick and pop, and they really look to drive the ball. And it'll be a good matchup, and obviously, no matter who wins it, they're going to be really good, and they're going to be ready to play.
What's the key when you get into a tournament like this, especially when it's the way the every other year thing where you get the quarterfinals on a Friday, where you're looking at three games back-to-back-to-back here? How tough is that just to keep things going from game to game?
Yeah, it's tough. I think, getting hydrated right after and drinking a lot of water, and, obviously Justin played the whole game, and just trying to recover and drink a lot of water, get sleep. We only shoot around for 25 minutes. In the morning, but it all goes back to our team and our culture, our preseason. you know, we work extremely hard early on, and it's tough. It's very tough, and this is what it builds you for March when, you know, and, you know, you add in two, the four-minute media timeouts is huge for a guy like Justin playing 40 minutes where you got another two-and-a-half-minute timeout. So you're really just having to play in four-minute stretches. And like I said, our guys, they're mentally tough. They're in shape. You know, we've kind of keyed back practices a little bit where we're not having long, you know, get after it practices as much. So their legs are fresh. And, you know, this time of year, nobody's playing at 100%. You just got to – it's the toughness, you know.
Well, I guess one thing, they know what – they've been down here a few times where they know what's expected of them in a situation like this.
Yeah, definitely. And we love playing down here, and our fans are awesome tonight, and a good crowd. Hopefully we'll get more of them tomorrow. But, no, the guys love it. You know, obviously winning a regular season championship is awesome, and everybody enjoys that part of it. And but when you get to March, it goes up another level.
All right, well, Austin, we'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Austin Meyer, the associate head coach of Northwest Missouri State men's basketball program. Our interview underwritten by Bowen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bowen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. Support 800-292-6546. Final score, Northwest 79, Pittsburgh State 73. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, 79-73, Northwest with the win over Pittsburgh State. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award, and looking for one of those hard-nosed guys that just had a heck of a game this evening in Brett Doherty.
Well, he had the first assist of the night, and he had the most assists of the night. Bearcats had 13 assists as a team. Brett Doherty had 8 of those assists. How incredible is that? But, you know, you look at the rest of his line, he had 12 points, 6 rebounds, 5 of 9 shooting, very efficient with the basketball, and he was really giving the guys guarding him a lot of trouble. They had to rotate a lot of guys in and out because of foul trouble, because of trying to guard Brett Doherty, and most of the time he was giving the ball up to somebody else that would put some points on the board. But that may be a career high in assists. I know at the very least it's the most he's had this season. He's had 7 twice before this season, but 8 assists, I think, is the biggest number on this sheet for Brett Doherty.
Have you ever seen a post player see the floor as well as he does?
No. Well, they've been there, but he's so consistent at it. He's always got his head up. A lot of post players just don't trust their dribble enough to keep their head up and look throughout the floor. And he's not, you know, I mentioned early in the game, he'll look and see where a double team comes toward him and he passes it that way. But he sees more than that. He was seeing backdoor cuts. He hit two guys on backdoor cuts that got layups out of the deal. So he sees more than just a section of the floor. Doesn't have blinders on. He sees the whole floor, and that's what's been such a tremendous part of his game this year.
Again, the totals besides Story, 25 points for Justin Fitz. Also, 14 points for Xavier Kurth. There's another guy who's seeing his offense really come up in the last month.
Yeah, you know, he still doesn't trust himself shooting the three, which I don't get because he has shot it so well, especially the last month of the season. And even tonight, the first three that he hit tonight, he didn't want to take it, and he was like, well, okay, he took it. It went down. And then, you know, he was excited, but he doesn't trust himself, but he should, because he's a good three-point shooter.
And another guy did well on the board, 6 rebounds for Xavier.
Yeah, you know, and again, you look at Northwest out-rebounding Pittsburgh State, that's a big number in and of itself, but a lot of those rebounds coming on the defensive end, holding Pittsburgh State to just one offensive board is another huge number tonight.
And now, Kristen Everandell ends up, excuse me, with 10 points. He also had 6 rebounds, getting some playing time as we look at his numbers. I saw 24 minutes out there coming back off that ankle injury. And there are times you could tell where it looked like he was a little tender with it, but he came back and really did the job on the boards.
Well, and Nicky P., the athletic trainer, he's big now because the toughest part about it is coming back the next day, because that ankle is going to want to get tight and be sore. He was behind the bench when he was on the bench, keeping it loose and keeping it moving, but it'll be sore in the morning, and so treatment tomorrow is going to be key for Endow to be able to get him into tomorrow night's game.
For Pittsburgh State, they had 3 players in double figures. Grant Lozoya with 23 points, Donovan Franklin with 22, and 18 for Xavier Adams. Adams, who came into this game, one of their leading scorers, his first time this season against Northwest, he's been in double figures against the Bearcats.
Yeah, and you know, those three guys had big numbers scoring-wise offensively, but you look at the rest of Pittsburgh State, total 10 points out of the rest of the team. So even those three guys were big on the offensive end. Northwest kept anybody else from hurting them tonight.
And the Bearcats get 17 points off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's huge. You know, they don't play a ton of guys a lot of minutes, but those guys that come off the bench play some important minutes.
Northwest with the win, 79-73. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest with a 79-73 victory over Pittsburgh State. The next on the schedule here tonight at Municipal Auditorium, Battle of the Centrals in Central Oklahoma and Central Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fans are pouring in. A pretty good group of fans from Edmond, Oklahoma. Not a huge strong, but they're one of the teams traveling the farthest to get here. But should be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think so. You look at a Central Missouri team, they kind of faded down the stretch, but a big win to get here earlier this week. So we'll have to see how this matchup comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. They were playing great basketball early in the season, and like you said, faded a little bit. So they know they need to get the job done here in the MIAA tournament.
And of course, Bearcats get the winner of this matchup tomorrow evening.
Yes, that's right. So they'll be definitely watching with interest, especially if it comes out to be Central Oklahoma, because they've obviously seen Central Missouri twice this year. So a little more information already on Central Missouri than what they've got on Central Oklahoma.
We'll be back, wrap things up from Municipal Auditorium right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882. Or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orchland Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orchland supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrchlandFarmHome.com. Also, from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information. Monday through Friday, more at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
79-73, Northwest with the win over Pittsburgh State. A reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Bureau of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder, Northwest graduate Steve Holly, uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at KCBIER.com. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffrey. As we wrap things up, day one done for the Bearcats. Day one will soon be done for everyone else here with that Central Missouri, Central Oklahoma game. And so far, it's been an interesting tournament.
Yeah, it absolutely has. There's been a lot of upsets. Thankfully, there wasn't one in the last game with Northwest being the top seed, but they're going to move on. And really, to me, it's almost kind of a toss-up between these two teams who Northwest will face tomorrow. But they're not too worried about it. They'll just be out here ready to play some basketball.
Again, in the afternoon session, Washburn was a 75-65 winner over Nebraska Kearney, behind 27 points from Cameron Wiggins and 40 points off their bench. And then in the final game of the afternoon session, again, that upset, Fort Hays State in overtime defeats Missouri Southern 86-85. Two big free throws by Heather Gillum. He ended up with 26 points for those last two big ones with 1.3 seconds left in overtime to give the Tigers the win over the Lions. So the Lions already out, the number two seed. The Bearcats, the number one seed, still in the tournament. So tomorrow night should be fun.
It should be. It's a semifinal. Saturday night's always fun in the MIAA tournament, especially when your team's involved.
And we'll have the broadcast tomorrow evening. The Bearcats will tip off at 8:15 against either Central Oklahoma or Central Missouri. Our airtime at 7:55 with our pregame from here at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Thanks to Matt Gorder, also studio engineer Ryan Elliott. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.